At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, I'm Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful Mike Bosworth. Mike, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this, George. Pleasure to be here with you.
All right, let's go. Mike is the co-founder of WeConcile. They are the world's first relationship rescue and restoration app, helping people to divorce-proof their marriages. Mike, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I'm a retired career sales trainer. Back in the 90s, I trained 15,000 IBM salespeople. And one of the things I was teaching people was how to use storytelling. Storytelling to connect with strangers, build trust and credibility. And in 2009, my wife, Jennifer Lehrer, my second wife, I should add, who's a couples therapist, started writing WeConcile because she had so many people who needed more help than she could give them. And couples therapy is really expensive. And if you really look at the statistics, 90% of all people in relationships hit enough bumps to make them nervous and haven't really, you know, figured out how to maximize and take their relationship from mediocre to good to great. And so that's her mission, is to leave the world a better place. And it's really pretty brilliant the way she did it. It's on a mobile app. The first time she wrote it for a desktop. And people didn't want to be on a desktop. And also, WeConcile 1.0, it was kind of like learning from the Encyclopedia Britannica. You had to start at level one, then go to level two, level three, and level four. And we've made it much more almost like Google. You can Google topics about your relationship. I think the real value of WeConcile is even more for men than women. Most couples, when they need some kind of help or reach out for help or go to a couple therapist or whatever, those reaches are female driven. Men are kind of dragged along kicking and screaming if they go at all. And the majority of men I've met over the years in my adult life, many who do therapy, but they're still ashamed to it. Most men won't even admit to their buddies that they're seeing a therapist. So I think, in addition to all the pain and frustration of relationships not going the way people always thought they would when they were young and in love, but it's a communication thing. And men, certainly in the United States, with all the men I've trained, men haven't been nurtured to express their feelings, their emotions, to be okay with it. So many boys growing up had these macho fathers who said, don't be a baby, don't be a girl, don't show your emotions, don't cry. And so men have an extra few rocks in their pack when it comes to working on their relationships. But one of the things that Jennifer built into WeConcile are thought helpers. And what men need help with is putting narrative around their own feelings and emotions and stuff so they can communicate. Jennifer wrote an article once called When Wounds Collide. She says, no matter how great your family of origin was, everybody has emotional wounds. And when you get into a relationship, a romantic relationship, sooner or later, it might take 4 or 6 months, but sooner or later, those wounds are going to collide. And the real key to having successful relationships is how you work through those bumps in the road. And I think for me and for most of the men I know, one of the biggest values of WeConcile is they can do self-exploration. They can wake up at 2 a.m. and say, God, you know, I really wish I hadn't reacted so badly with my partner this afternoon. And it can help them go into their family of origin and explore and say, you know, the reason I react so badly when this happens is when I was 5 years old, my father did this. But it helps them put enough narrative around their wounds and triggers that the next time they talk to their partner, besides apologizing, they can say, you know, I've done some self-exploration, and here's why I believe I react so badly when something like this happens. And if you can put a little narrative around your own wounds and triggers when you're speaking with your partner, you can get empathy instead of acrimony. And the real key to all relationships is communicating heart to heart when you're not in a kerfuffle. And one of the other things that Jennifer realized is that most people can't learn about relationships when they're upset. When you're upset, you have to calm down first before you start exploring. And so there's in the app, there's a number of buttons, but I think the big one is the I need help button. And so the I need help button helps people calm down. And then once you calm down, then you can go in and you can do a topic search, family of origin, trauma, fighting, conflict, you know, whatever, and start to educate it's really, I think for most people, it's putting narrative around their feelings and emotions, and men are at a big disadvantage compared to most women in putting narrative around their feelings and emotions.
What happens when I hit the I need help button?
When I need help button, here, I'll just walk you through it. It says, what do you need help with right now? And then it gives you choices. Something someone important to me did, something I did, I'm upset, I was, or I'm in a fight, I want to fight. And so pick one.
I want the first one.
If something important to me did, then the next one comes back. Now what happens? And now you've got thought helpers. Someone important to me got upset. We got caught in our cycle. I pushed someone important to me away. Someone important to me pushed me away. I upset myself. I was upset by someone important. You hit one of those, and it leads you down into calming words and thoughts and helps you calm down and send a message to your partner, even if it's, you know, I'm still too upset, but I do want to resolve this, and give me another couple hours and we'll talk about this. I need to calm down. But it's opening up the lines of communication.
I love it. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure. So walks me through that. And I appreciate what you're talking about and what you've been talking about, how if I don't have the words for expressing how I feel, I'm at a disadvantage, and that's probably going to limit it's going to keep me or prevent me from attempting to express myself, versus now I have the language, I've got the narrative around the way that I'm feeling, and now I can express myself, and we can enter into a constructive and proactive conversation about this instead of instead of me shutting down or continuing to fight, and acrimony builds and builds and builds, and then everything explodes.
You got it. You know, another thing that I learned years ago, that there's actually, you know, most people will readily admit that women are better in general, stereotypically speaking, at expressing emotions and feelings and stuff like that than men. But there's actually even a biological reason. You know, we have two sides of our brain, the left side's language and analytics, the right side are feelings, emotions, our senses. And the only thing connecting the left and the right is this thing called the corpus callosum. And women have a larger channel between their left and their right than men do. It's like women have high-speed internet between the left and the right, and men are more like dial-up modem between the left and the right. And so I'm really trying to...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Pitch we can sell to as many men as possible, because women shouldn't be responsible for, you know, driving help to relationships solely. And I think it's would be really a good thing if more men could participate.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree with that. And that's a fascinating reality of how the two sides of the brain, women have more tight knit, more connections between those two. And so that does certainly help to influence why it is they are often more in touch and better able to articulate the way that they feel about things. And I couldn't agree more that the more we can help people to come to the realization that marriage is a really, really challenging thing, because there's two people that are involved, and oftentimes there's even more people involved, like in-laws and kids and everything else.
Yeah.
And we need to have the toolkit, the arsenal, whatever metaphor you want to use, to be able to work through this and to navigate the messy stuff.
Yep. God, I wish people got it as easily as you do, George.
Well, my folks split up when I was 5, and now I'm 44 years old, and it's still to this day, it's a pain in the neck, because my folks still don't get along great. And so, you know, if not that they should have stayed married or whatever, but for my money, my perspective, it's better for people to stay married and recognize this is going to be really hard versus, well, you know what, forget it, I'm just going to move on and it'll be better next time. At least try and do the work and position yourself for success.
Yeah. We've had a number of single people who aren't in relationships play around with WeConcile. And the wisdom they're showing is that they're doing autopsies on previous relationships that didn't work. Because if you see so many people, they keep picking the same wrong partners again and again and again, because they haven't gone in to their own family of origin and their own wounds and their own triggers and improved their own ability to be in a relationship before they try another one, if that makes sense.
Makes all the sense. I'm a massive fan of Shel Silverstein's The Missing Piece.
Yeah.
And we're all rolling along and, you know, trying to find something that's going to complete us from the outside when it never will. It's going to be an inside job, and we need to address the beliefs and the wounds, as you've been describing them, because we have them and they're going to show up.
They're going to show up 100%. Those wounds are going to collide eventually in every single relationship.
And to not address them is, you know, I think, but people just don't know. We don't know. And that's the reason that, that you're doing the work that you're doing to bring awareness to this and to help people start to explore those things and to reconcile our own wounds so that we can come into a relationship with somebody, not that we're ever going to be fully healed or anything like that, but at least we're as aware as perhaps we can be.
And maybe have some more hope. A lot of people are tolerating mediocrity. It's not bad enough to get a divorce, but it's certainly not what it used to be when we were young and in love. And I think it's mainly because they don't know how to make it better.
Oh, that tolerating mediocrity, just gutting it out. And I guess to a degree, I certainly respect that versus pulling the ripcord and getting divorced.
Sure, but especially if there's kids.
Yeah. But it doesn't need to be that way.
No, it doesn't. No,
it doesn't need to be that way. So the entry point is probably downloading the app and checking it out.
Download the app. It's on Apple and Google, and you can try it free for 7 days. And so just make sure if you try it for 7 days and think it isn't for me, cancel it before it hits your credit card after 7 days. But you've got 7 days to play.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So y'all have been working on this for a long time. I appreciate you talked about how your wife recognized that she wasn't able to help the world, but that people needed a lot more help than they were getting, and that therapy can be expensive. So how long has this been a thing?
It's been in the Google store for 2 months. It just got through the Apple store in the last week, because Apple is a pain in the ass. They're the big dog, and you know.
Got it. Okay. So its presence in the App Store is pretty new, even though it's been
a week. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's super exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, if people just want to get a taste of Jennifer's huge heart and her wisdom, if you just go into YouTube and put Weakensile, she's got a bunch of 60 to 90 second videos on the Weakensile YouTube channel. And one of the most popular ones lately among women is, are you married to a man baby? But there's a lot of, you know, juicy little topics that last a minute or a minute and a half if you just want to get a sense for Jennifer's wisdom.
I appreciate that. I'm going to send that to my wife, and she'll be able to tell me if she's married to a man baby or not.
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm not, Mike, but
I do too. Know. But, you know, I think we all have our moments though, right?
100%. I love it. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming on. Give us all the places that we can connect again, please.
Weakensile.com. You want to reach me or Jennifer, it's mike@weakensile.com or jennifer@weakensile.com. And I think the YouTube channel is really a nice way to just play around and look at a few subjects and say, you know, do I like where she's coming from?
I like it.
Because Weakensile is very deep. It's got over 200 topics. And for each topic, there's different learning modes. You can get nuggets if you have a short attention span. You can read stories about other couples. And that normalizes a lot of things when you read stories about other couples. There's actual lessons if you want to go deep, and exercises if you even want to go deeper. And most of the content's on audio too. If you just want to download it to your car while you're driving. So there's lots of ways to experience the content depending on your own learning mode and whatever subjects you're interested in.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Mike your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to weconcile.com. It's weconcile.com. Find the YouTube channel and get a feel for the work. Just go to YouTube and enter WeConcile and you'll find the channel, and then download the app on the App Store and the Google Play Store as well. Yep. And check it out and find out if it is what you've been looking for. And the more help that we can have in expressing ourselves, be we man or woman, certainly all the better. Yeah. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.